With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell. Sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Glad to have you listening on Hump Day, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports talk show, and we invite you to follow us on social media. 929 The Game. Like us on Facebook if you've not done so. That's at 929 The Game as well. And Mike Bell, ATL, is his Twitter. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show, guys, is Dukes and Bell 929.
Just posted a big picture of meat, so you want to go check that out. It's up there. I'm going to Texas on Friday night for the U.S. Grand Prix. Never been, Carl, because it's always conflicted with Falcon home games or a Falcon game on a Sunday.
You're going to love it. You're going to Austin, and obviously that is the start, really, of the Hill Country, or at least a part of it. Depending, I don't know how far you guys are going to be out where the track is, but I think it'll be nice. The weather's good this time of year. You're going to have a good time, man.
So I asked you guys for the best barbecue in Austin. I've never gotten more recommendations for an out-of-town situation. So the guys at Driftwood, Driftwood, Texas, called Salt Lick. They sent me a picture of their store. Say, hey, come see us. It's like a half-hour drive outside of Austin. But, I mean, the picture's up there. It's like the Disney World of meat for guys our age.
It is. Ribs, chicken, sausage.
Brisket.
Yeah. And slow cooking.
But basically, I can't go wrong anywhere I go.
No, not at all. Listen, you're going to get some good barbecue there. I totally agree. Driftwood's a great spot, though. But it is. It's south of Austin. It's a little haul. I would say, what is it, about 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so outside the city?
That's true. Because you got like 100,000 Euro weenies that come in for the race.
Yeah.
And folks come up from Mexico and everywhere. It's going to be packed, so it's going to be a blast. They got concerts and stuff, a lot of stuff going on. Speaking of social media, you got a lot of tweets today about Julio after our conversation in the Falcon Report about he's on pace for the monster year, but where's the touchdown?
Well, it is. And, guys, you know, I think this is a conversation that we're going to get to in the offseason. But, you know, if you look at just the numbers right now, and, again, for those who missed it, 707 yards, 44 catches. He had 88 last year, and he's on pace to surpass both of those numbers, yardage and receptions, although he doesn't have touchdowns. Wendy hits me up. Wendy, thanks for listening to the show. She says, pay Julio, Dukes. He's not crying about the lack of touchdowns. He's not a ball hog. Our offense doesn't work without him. He's pretty selfless, in my opinion.
Well, then he can obviously be happy with his 12.8 and the adjusted 1.4 bump that he got for next year.
Really?
Yes, he can hold on to that money, you know. I mean, if he's selfless, if I can even give some back and they can go get some more linemen.
He's pretty selfless, Wendy says.
No, he's not a diva. He's no weirdness like Antonio Brown, no diva soap opera nonsense like you're getting with Odell Beckham on a regular basis. You know, as we said earlier in the show, ever since, you know, he got that one-handed catch and maybe the worst thing that could have happened to him, the ego has grown exponentially, the sideshow drama. Like, we all know that Eli's got no gas left in the tank, but I mean, just do your job and hang in there. But that's the team that we're going to get, obviously, coming up on Monday night.
All right, guys, more about that coming up in our conversation with Brian Baldinger from NFL Network. But right now, let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
Hawks opener tonight at the Garden, New York City.
I can't believe that Steve Holman has called 2,500 consecutive Hawks games.
Crazy.
Over the, and by the way, with all due respect to the Hawks, that's some really bad basketball over the years.
I know. He's seen it all.
I mean, that's,
he's seen it all.
That's fourth quarter down 25, and your commitment to it. I mean, who would not want to take a night off from that?
So the Hawks start this season. Trae Young and company, guys, this is a new era. You went out, you drafted some young guys, you're building for what you already have on this team, and Torian Prince and John Collins, who's not playing tonight. Vince Carter's going to start. I'm excited to see what this team is going to be. I don't think, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they don't win 50 games and, you know, get to the West or the Eastern Conference Finals. But the over-under, Mike, and I just had a guy named Tracy hit me up. He says, Dukes, I want the under because the over is 24 wins, right? He says, I want the under because I want these draft picks more than I want playoffs right now.
You know what? That guy's exactly right.
Now, 25, 28 wins is not going to get us in the playoffs, but 35 might.
Well, there's no point in that. I want it all. I wanted, and I know what I want.
What?
Like last year, I wanted guys from Duke, and I want guys from Duke again. I want Zion Williamson.
Okay, would you stop? We haven't even tipped off, and you're already talking about guys we want
to
draft.
I must get to Zion.
No, goddamn, little Matrix reference for it. And then R.J. Barrett. I mean, we got a shooting guard, another power forward.
Wow.
If you want to create your own version of the Splash Brothers, you get R.J. Barrett, and you got, obviously, Trae Young. And, whoa, we're going to be in business. We're going to be in business at State Farm.
All right.
Tank, baby. Tank again.
What do you make of Trae Young? What do you think his opening night's going to be? Just give me a
number. Is he your pick to click for high man tonight?
No. Actually, I think Torian Prince is going to lead us in scoring, to be
what?
Honest with you. Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe Brimby. Well, Brimby. maybe he's leading us. I think he's going to be coming off the bench.
Yeah. No John Collins, as you mentioned. Vince Carter's actually going to start tonight at the Garden.
Yeah. Here is Steve Holman, by the way, talking about this incredible feat, and we send a big congratulations out to Steve. He's been great to us. Bang!
I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I show up to work every day, and, you know, it's fun every night for me still. It's just like the first night that I've ever done it. And tonight is especially exciting because, you know, this young group that we have, tomorrow starts today, you know, and they're going to be pretty exciting. I don't know how many games we're going to win, but it's going to be an exciting year, and it's going to be a fun year. And, you know, you go top to bottom on this squad, and you've got Vince Carter starting tonight, too. It's going to be 42 in January.
Trae Young over under 15 points tonight?
Yeah, let's go over on that. Okay. I mean, I want to see him take all the threes he wants. I mean, I don't mean seriously. I mean,
shoot it.
I mean, you want to get to the post of Dwayne Dedmon?
He's going to cross half court. Shoot it.
As you said, I mean, who do you trust? Baze? You want Baze to get hot? You know what? Let Baze get hot. The Knicks could trade for Baze. We get that contract off
okay.
the books.
You know what? Here you are already maneuvering for next year. This season hasn't even started yet.
Again, I must get to Zion.
Yes.
I'm telling you, bro. The dudes from Duke is where we want to be.
Hey, pregame starts at 7. Tip-off at 7:30, guys. Stay tuned right here after we get done. Hawk season gets underway. Hey, story number two, our Atlanta Falcons. A lot of conversation and Brian Baldinger coming up in less than 10 minutes. You'll hear what he had to say. Dan Quinn talking about getting pressure but not getting sacks. Can we get sacks against Eli?
We definitely look at it like the more disruptive you can, and especially at the defensive line spot or on a blitz, you know, when you're really getting up the field and knocking guys back and making the play have to change, we still count it as a missed tackle or a missed sack, but we definitely encourage that's, you know, part of our style, so we definitely want to see that.
Okay. I don't think Eli is as difficult as getting Cam Newton or Jameis to the ground, but can we get there? Because their offensive line is...
He doesn't really get rid of the ball as quickly as Andy Dalton did when he was kind of carving us up at times. Before, you know, we went to man-to-man. I would presume you want to stay. Again, what Dan wants to do and what Marquand Manuel want to do is just stay in zone and keep everything underneath and lock those guys down. Got to get Saquon Barkley on the ground. Evan Engram says he's going to play. Beckham is still... Again, it doesn't matter, Carl. If you can't get to Eli, he still is capable of getting the ball down the field. So that's like any other quarterback we're going to play this season. I love when Tack, I mentioned this to Wes earlier, when Tack lines up next to Vic, and you talked about that package with Grady Jarrett, and we're going to wait till Thursday because the game is Monday night. We'll get our first look at the injury report. Right, Bo? But we don't think Grady's going to go?
Can't hear you, Bo.
Actually, it'll stay like that. It's perfect. But anyway, so I'm not sure what he said, but I think he said Grady's not going to.
Bo is yapping and talking to us, and I couldn't hear
it. It was like a Japanese movie. The picture wasn't matching the sound.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what the deal was. My mic was on. I think Craig had me muted over there.
I finally found that button. It took me 422 days. Yeah. I found that damn button.
It's going to be a lot more days now. I think there's a chance Grady could go. I think that's one of the reasons why you didn't see him go last week. Now, who knows, because there's a bye week coming up, and you might have him fresh as fresh, but I think there's a chance he could go.
All right, Big Daddy. Because the Jack Crawford, Grady, Tack, Vic, that's the combination that gets the quarterback on the ground, or at least certainly limits their ability to throw the football accurately.
More conversation about the Falcons coming up tomorrow on the show. Falcons on the practice field, and we'll hear from Dan Quinn as well tomorrow here on the program. Hey, story number three has to do with them dogs. It is an off week, but Kirby talking about what he's telling his guys as they start their preparation and get reps in for their next matchup, guys, against Florida.
This is your opportunity to leapfrog a guy. This is your opportunity. We're getting three groups of reps. We're getting a lot of reps out there this week to where we can say, okay, how far has Chris Smith come? How far has D'Angelo Gibbs come? How far has Justin Schaefer come? And we're getting a lot of guys' reps to get better. That's how you improve your team. It's how you improve your program from the bottom up. You get tons of reps, and you just get to work. We did that today.
I think you've upset the computer, Craig. It's stalling on you there. I'm not sure what's happening. Either way, Kirby not only saying that, Mike, but saying they are looking at more ways to get Justin Fields more involved.
Now, a lot of guys have a theory about this, and since nobody's privy to practice to see just how many reps he's getting, I don't think that was – I mean, some guys are trying to read into that that, well, you know, maybe Fields isn't practicing the way I need him to. He looked good in the spring game. I don't think he's got an issue with the playbook, but if he did, would the coach even say anything anyway? He's going to protect his players from that kind of criticism too.
No, I think you're right, and I don't think it's a win if Kirby came out. Can you imagine? Hey, by the way, he looks great, but he's not getting everything out of the playbook.
No, he's not going to say that.
No.
Look, it's on Chaney, and not if you we'd run the football the way they could have. It's a lower-scoring game. The tempo changes. I put this one on the coach, and Kirby too. I don't know why they were doing what they were doing. You know, including that we've already, you know, bellyached about the fake field goal. But the Fields thing is, why don't you have a series designed for him? Put him in the shotgun. Let's go see this guy do his thing.
Vertically. Got to throw the ball vertically.
Right, because everybody knows what he's doing when he comes in. Not fooling anybody with these designated runs.
No, not at all. Hey, story 3A. We got a 3A and 3B. Real quick update on the MLB playoffs. Brewers at Dodgers. They are up in the bottom of the third, 1-0. Red Sox Astros play tonight. And the other story, guys, is about Tata. We didn't get a chance to mention this earlier.
Yeah, man, we did talk to our buddy, Carlos Bocanegra, the technical director of United, yesterday, and he said, look, don't believe all the rumors you hear, because when it comes to the Mexico job, again, this is the national team of Mexico, El Tri, and you got a lot of writers who want this guy. So the writers are pumping air into this story. He doesn't have an agent, so you got to consider the source, but a report from Mexico, and this was retweeted by SB Nation, that Mexican Football Federation's contract offer to Tata would make him the world's highest-paid national team manager, eclipsing what the Brazilian coach gets in a report from Super Deportivo Cesar Luis Melo.
That's his name?
Yeah, Cesar Luis Melo. I don't know. I'm just trying to have some fun with it. I like rolling my R's, man. I just like the idea of working for Super Deportivo. Matter of fact, I'm going to send a resume to Deportivo. I'll work on my Spanish.
I hope these rumors are not true. I think they are. And once the season is done and complete, I think we're going to see some things happen with our squad. But you know what? I do agree with Mike Conte. The management team of Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra wanted a style, and I think they'll bring someone in if in fact, Tata leaves. Right. To match that style. We'll get to that bridge when we cross it. And we hope to have on Brad Guzan tomorrow on the show.
Who made some nice saves for the U.S. men's national team. Again, this is the international break. That's why we just had no soccer last week while the U.S. men's team was doing some friendlies. But Guz got a chance to get in net for Team USA. And we mentioned yesterday that George Bello, as you said, with that goal for the under-17 squad in England.
Big shout-out to Chris Pugh. He says, I'm doing some fall yard work, fellas, while drinking a Hey Man Ale. Love the show, love the beer, man. Thank you so much, Chris. And I know what that's I know what you're about, man, doing that fall work, trying to get my fescue to grow.
By the way, because Coach Dooley is always on you about how you handle your lawn.
Well, you know, now's the time, and the weather's cooled off a little bit. It's time to, overseed and fertilize.
You want
Mike.
Me to bring the Corvette over and aerate the front lawn for you, do some donuts?
Yeah, to fertilize. All right, Chris, thanks for listening, and thanks for sending us that picture, man. We appreciate it. Big shout-out to him and Oconee. Hey, let's give you a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Takes a village, Mike. Takes a village.
Yes, it does. To make a radio show and to raise a child.
V-I-L-L-A-G-E. That is the word.
I know in my neighborhood, everybody smacked me around, so it does take a village. Village, guys, gets texted to 72881. That's Village for your final shot today at $1,000 in our national signing bonus contest. Brian Baldinger joined us, Carl. We covered the Falcons, and we went all around the NFL, by the way, all the playoff contenders today.
Yeah, man, and we'll talk to him also about what he thinks around the National Football League. Pat Mahomes, what's he think about what the Rams are doing? We ask him about the Patriots. It's all on the way. And also, Ben Brown is the winner of the Falcon tickets. Ben Brown, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. As you're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Monday. And Monday is a blackout. They're asking you to wear black to the game, guys, for the Monday Night Football
it's
game.
It's good for us. It's thinning.
I agree with that. So if you're heading to the game, make sure you got your black on to rep it. All right, Falcons blackout Monday. Brian Baldinger next.
Well, I mean, you know, one thing you're always going to get from Tevin Coleman is you're going to get great speed and, you know, a real home run hitter and a guy that catches the ball really well. I mean, getting a real versatile back. But, you know, I mean, blitz pickup is important. And, you know, teams are trying to figure out new ways to catch the quarterback. They're not going to let Matt Ryan sit back there or Drew Brees or, you know, Jug, they're not going to let these elite quarterbacks sit back there and, you know, and try to pick you apart because they will. So the rules are all made for the offense. So, you know, you got to find different ways, and you better have a back that can, you know, protect your quarterback when they want to overload a protection and blitz you like that. You know, it just kind of jumped out at me because I don't see very many backs just splattering, you know, a guy like Levante David, who's a really good player. You just don't see that very often. So, you know, I just caught my eye and thought it'd be something everybody should kind of take a look at.
Yeah, we were on it on Monday talking about it because he was actually hammer and not nail in that pass protection. You're right. Brian Baldinger with his guys. He's called Falcon games in preseason four as well. And, of course, you see him all over TV. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What about, like, the Giants doing some of the stuff the Steelers did? Their base is a 3-4, but do they have the horses to kind of come at us with some of the blitzes the Steelers did?
Well, I mean, you know, they've got 2 weeks to get ready. They're basically 2 weeks to get ready for this. They play the Thursday night game, so they've been off for 10 days. So, you know, it's like a mini bye week for teams. So they're going to look at everything that has worked and hasn't worked. The big thing, you know, in the last game is they got Olivier Vernon back. And he's a very good football player, and he's the best pass rusher. And when you at least get one of those guys, you have to account for him. And they do move him around. But, you know, they play with a lot of different linebackers and a lot of different sets. You'll see Landy Collins or safety all over the place. So they're going to give, you know, they're going to give Matt Ryan his share of work pre-snap to try and, you know, get him to think as much as possible before the snap.
Baldy, is Eli done, in your opinion? A lot of people saying, you know, he shouldn't have come back. Look at what's going on. How do you assess what you've seen with Eli Manning?
Well, I mean, you know, in the game that they won, they went down to Houston and he missed four passes the whole day. He was almost perfect. And, you know, it was about as good a performance as anybody's seen this year from any quarterback. And he had a good day offensively. Now, he has not been protected well. He has missed a number of throws that you expect quarterbacks to make. But I'm not going to sit here on this, you know, this conversation and say that he's done. I mean, that's up to, you know, the Giants and Eli to figure out if he's done or not. I've seen him play really well this year, and I've seen him kind of struggle, but I see all quarterbacks struggle when they get hit a bunch, especially early in games. And the Cowboys hit him a bunch this year, and it affected him. But it affects all quarterbacks. So, you know, I mean, I think it starts with protection and being able to run the ball consistently. Last time the Giants played against the Eagles, Saquon Barkley had 15 runs, 10 of them didn't gain a yard. So, you know, they have been very inconsistent in the run game. He can make splash plays because he's an elite talent, but they haven't been very good in the run game, and that always can be a quarterback's friend.
The thing, Brian, is as Brian Baldinger joins us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline from NFL Network, is we're not a really good tackling team because we've lost all our Pro Bowlers, and we're just decimated with injuries. So if Saquon Barkley underneath, if we're in a zone, that's a fear for Falcon fans, is him banging off and bouncing off of guys and breaking some big plays.
Well, I mean, look, it's an opportunity for a lot of these guys to earn a spot in the NFL that wouldn't normally be playing. And the best thing you can do to be noticed by Dan Quinn or Marco Emanuel is to make open field tackles. You know, be sure tacklers. I mean, that's the best thing if you want some longevity in this business. I mean, tackling is at an all-time worst in this league. So when I actually see good tackling, it catches my eye. When I see really good defense, defense that's played, you know, really fundamentally well, it catches your eye, and it catches all coaches' eyes. Not just the Falcons, but it catches the league's eye as bad as the tackling is around the league. So if these guys want to make a name for themselves or, you know, create some longevity for themselves, Monday night in the spotlight would be a pretty good night to do it.
No doubt about it. Hey, Baldy, when you look at the NFC, I was talking about the Rams. They're 6-0. Are you buying the Rams and what they're showing us?
Well, I mean, they're a really good offense. And last week, Denver basically said, look, we're not going to let the deep passing game beat us. We'll give up the big runs to Todd Gurley. Not only did he just open up the gates and let him run, but they played their safeties back and they played their corners off. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Rams scored 23 points against them. And they sacked Jared Goff a bunch and, you know, really kind of hurried him a bunch and he missed some throws. He had an off day. They threw the ball for 200 yards. So, I mean, when you play the Rams, you have to pick your poison. You can't. I don't believe that there's a defense. Now, the Falcons, when healthy last year, they defended that team as well as any team all season long. They manned them up on the outside. They stopped the running game. You know, that's the Falcons' defense of old. They held them to 13 points in that playoff game, and they won. I don't think there's a defense in the NFC right now that's capable of doing that.
That game last year was funny because we were making these open field tackles on Todd Gurley in the flat. It was just unbelievable. Brian Baldinger with us here, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline. So, I mean, do you see the Eagles getting their house in order? Are they starting to turn the corner?
Well, they played really well in the last game against the Giants. It was the best. It was the most complete game of the year. It's really hard to find a fault with the way that they played. Now they're down to a couple of running backs, and so they've got to figure that position out. But the quarterback is getting really hot, and he's a really good player. He's very difficult to defend, especially on third downs. So if he continues to, you know, really come on after missing all the offseason and the end of the game season and beginning of this season, if he keeps coming on, it looks like Alshon Jeffrey is almost indefensible. The tight ends are really good. But they have holes. I mean, they're playing a rookie at safety. They've never played safety before. The corners haven't been particularly well, done well. And, you know, the pass rush hasn't been what it was a year ago. It's going to take them a little bit longer, I think, to try to figure this out. But I think they're still going to be, by the time you get to Thanksgiving, I think they're going to be a really good football team.
Yeah, it is interesting to see the progression of where that offense was. And we saw them to start the season, and now with Wentz in there. Speaking of quarterbacks, Kansas City seems to have found their guy in Pat Mahomes. How impressed are you with him?
Very. I'm very impressed. But I'm also very impressed with the way Andy Reid has coached him. Mm. He hasn't, you know, put any, you know, he hasn't curtailed him. He hasn't put a governor on his engine. He sits down with him after every series and reviews the plays and the calls and what he saw, what he likes, what he thinks he can do. I mean, I don't see enough coaches doing that with their quarterbacks in this league. And so he's got a lot of talent around him. And, look, he comes out of a Texas Tech system that had no defense, a lot like Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on most days in the Big 12, you know, he was trying to put up 50 points to have a chance to win. And on Saturdays when they played Oklahoma, he needed to put up 60. And so he's used to being that type of mentality of trying to score on every single drive. He's thrown two interceptions in each of the last two games, and it doesn't ruffle him at all. He comes right back the next series, and he throws strikes. So, you know, Andy Reid has always believed that you have to be a little bit like Larry Bird. You got to shoot to get hot, and you got to shoot to stay hot. And I think that's what he's allowing Patrick Mahomes to do.
Sure is fun to watch, man. That game was just unbelievable, and Tom Brady obviously got the last laugh on that one. Now the Patriots are rolling. Patriots, you know, they're getting more pieces on offense. I mean, their defense still giving up some points, but what do you make of New England?
Well, it's interesting. You know, they lost to Detroit, and they looked horrible doing it, and they felt they wanted to, and, you know, people were putting the fork in them and all that stuff, and they came back down in Miami against Miami, and they do what Bill Belichick always does when his offense struggles. They go into I formation. They don't fool you. They don't trick you. They knock you off the football. And they lined up, and they knocked the Dolphins all over the place, and Sony Michel got going. And ever since then, the running game has been really strong. Trent Brown has been an upgrade at left tackle over Nate Solder, especially in the run game. And they got the run game going, and they got the play-action pass going. They got Edelman back, and they got this Josh Gordon, who they look like they're really featuring a whole bunch right now. And so, to me, offensively, they look like, you know, they put up 43 points the other night, and they look like they could put up 30 or 40 on every week right now.
It's Brian Baldinger, guys, here on Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking some NFL with Brian. It's part of our NFL Blitz segment brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw. And, you know, as you talk about these various teams around the league, the one team that I think, you know, has surprised a lot of people because – Chucky, all right, John Gruden,
oh boy,
comes back to the Raiders, and the first thing he talked about in the first couple of weeks is, oh, the pass rush. And we're going, you got rid of Khalil Mack. You could have signed him, and now they're 1-5. Right. Baldy, I'm watching this, and it looks like a train wreck right now.
Well, it's not good. I mean, they were terrible in London. They were without two starting offensive linemen, playing two rookies in there, and they look like rookies, and they got schooled by a team that's getting pretty good in Seattle right now. You know, slowly they're really kind of rounding into form, and they beat them up. I mean, they won the trenches on both sides of the ball, and Derek Carr doesn't have 1 ounce of confidence in anything he's doing right now. Mm. And, you know, if you saw Frank Clark destroy that offensive line the way that he did, one tackle, I mean, whether it was a run game or passing game, I mean, it'd be hard to play behind it right now. And they're really struggling. It's more than just Khalil Mack, although that hurt them. That certainly hurt them a bunch. But they had a couple, you know, they had a couple games that they could have won early. The Miami Dolphins game comes to mind, and they let it slip away, and they couldn't make the plays down the end. And now they're, you know, really a world of hurt right now. And I'm not sure. I mean, you know, John Gruden wanted to come back and represent the Raiders and the silver and black and all that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, he's going to have to do his best coaching job to kind of get this team to rebound right now, because they look like a shot fighter 6 weeks into the season, and there's a lot of football to be played.
Right. You know, we saw the Steelers, as Brian Baldinger joins us here, we saw them a week ago. They seem like they got it together, but they've got, you know, the Le'Veon Bell soap opera. I mean, do you buy those guys to compete for the AFC Championship? I mean, it's always been them and the Patriots one way or the other, but last year Jacksonville got their number, and now there's a lot of drama.
Well, I'm not buying into the drama. I mean, James Conner is their starting running back. I mean, if you just look at him statistically in every category, he's better than Le'Veon Bell was last year without any drama. I mean, he's just a great kid, and he's a Pitt guy. You know, he went to Pitt. He practiced right there at the facility. I mean, he wears that silver, you know, that black and gold pretty good now. you know, he's got 7 touchdowns already. He scored 2 last week. I mean, in all phases of the game right now, he's a heck of a player. Now, I know Le'Veon is scheduled to come back. I don't know. Nobody knows what kind of shape he's in and what kind of attitude he's going to have. But, I mean, they found a way to beat the Falcons. They're not a great defense yet, but they're playing a lot of young guys, Tyler Matakevich and T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree. And, you know, these guys just got to keep playing. And I think by the time you get to, you know, Thanksgiving, I think the Steelers are going to be a pretty good football team.
Baldy, it's always a pleasure having you on, man. You do such a great job of breaking things down, and continued success there at NFL Network. We appreciate you, and we will talk soon.
My pleasure, guys.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Yeah, that's the famous line from Chris Rock. One rib.
I'm going to get you, sucker. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell, and we're on the subject because we're talking about ribs, because I'm going to Texas, and I got a bunch of great recommendations from some folks all over Austin, Texas, and I really appreciate that. So what's the best ribs in Metro Atlanta? 404-741-0929. We're good buddies with
the
Fox Brothers.
You're not going to come back, by the way.
I know. Everybody's telling me.
It's a great city, man.
I was there 20 years ago, but I was just running around, you know, like a maniac. I didn't know what I was doing.
It's you're going to have a lot of fun, but let's talk about the A. You're right. There are great places to get meat.
I like Fat Matt's, by the way.
Oh, man. Delicious ribs.
You know, it's kind of funny to get from the window and bring it out. It's always easy. Yum, yum, yum. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Who's got the best ribs in town?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, I got the best ribs. When I call in and rib that clown for saying, hey, Chief, how you doing, Chief?
That's money, man.
It's nonstop.
Great take. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you think the best ribs in town are?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Or lady.
Or person.
Person.
The best ribs in town are Bee's Crackling Barbecue.
Okay, wait, time out. What's your name?
Brandon.
Okay.
Bee's Crackling Barbecue.
He's like, Dad, did I give the plug right?
I'm just making sure. Oh, here it is. Bee's Crackling Barbecue. It's 2061 Main Street, Northwest Atlanta.
Okay.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Outstanding. Give the kid a beer for that one. Hey, man. You're on the radio, amigo.
Preferably a hey, man.
What do you got for the best ribs?
That's you.
What?
JJ's Rib Shack.
Who's Rib Shack?
Fat Matt's Rib Shack?
JJ.
Who?
JJ's Rib Shack.
Why are you talking like that?
JJ's. We got it. JJ's Rib Shack.
JJ's Rib Shack, Joe.
Okay. We got you, man.
Why aren't you on the microphone? Get on your phone, pal. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. The best ribs in town are what?
It's a place like Dick and Harry's or Dick and Tom's or something like that, and the spare ribs over on Norcross.
Okay. I know Jim and Nick's. We talked about them. Those guys are always money.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm buddies with I've known the Fox Brothers for years. Love those guys. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for the best ribs in town?
Hey, Carl. Now that I don't have a job in Tampa anymore, I get to spend more time at Fox Brothers. And pretty soon, Mark Richt will join me there.
He might.
Coach Smith hitting us up, saying he's going to be swinging by Fox Brothers.
Man, everybody listens to this show, including the former defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Yeah, sounds good. We can visit with each other and pray on it. Pray on my quarterback.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? What's the best ribs?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Turn down your radio, you knucklehead. You're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for the best ribs in town?
What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
The best ribs are from a Thai place in Midtown called Tuk Tuk.
Ooh, Tuck?
I kid you not.
I know where that is.
Best ribs. Order the ribs. You won't leave the table.
Hold on, man.
Tuk Tuk.
All right, man.
Stop playing with my emotions.
I was going to get Chinese tonight. I was going to go get some Sous, man.
Let's go to Tuk Tuk.
Well, I'm just looking. I'm going to get sesame chicken over there, too. Hey, man, you're on the radio. Oh, they hung up. Wife's out of town. I'm left to my own devices tonight, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It could be an Arby's night, too. You never know. Hey, man, you're on the air.
I think 10 pieces in the works.
What do you got for the best ribs?
Hey, man. Hanging Butters and Wings up in the Ville.
One more time, slowly, quietly. What's the name of the place?
Banging Burgers and Wings in the Ville.
In the Ville. Banging Burgers and Wings, Carl. You're right. Okay. You're not checking. You're not looking it up on the computer.
I'm putting it on my phone so I can make sure I've got it.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. In your estimation, the best ribs in town are where?
Banging Burgers and Ribs.
All right. I got two places.
Where's that?
City Barbecue on North Decatur Road and Community Q on Claremont.
Claremont's
right around the street here, right? Right around the corner.
Well, there's Claremont Road. You got to go up that way, up 85.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, Claremont Road, Community Q, and City Barbecue on North Decatur Road in Decatur.
I haven't heard about
great air.
Community Q. I've heard about that before, man. That's tasty. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What you got?
Hey, I got Pit Boss down on Virginia Avenue.
I was just going to say, nobody has said Pit Boss yet, because that's sometimes when I'm coming back from the airport. My wife on a weekend, yes, she travels. I get stuck in traffic. That's the way I come up to avoid 85, Carl. That's a great way. Good spot.
Pit Boss.
Pit Boss Barbecue right downtown off Virginia. Yes. Outstanding. Good job, my man. That's a great spot. Hey, you're on the radio, buddy. Best ribs in town. What?
Best ribs in town. Best ribs in town.
Yes, best ribs in town.
What is this, a Socratic method? This is not a rhetorical question. Hey, man, you're on the radio.
Man, y'all talking about the best ribs in town? Yes, best ribs in town.
You get the final word, man. What you got?
I got it. Cooter Brown's Rib Shack in Jacksonville, Alabama.
Cooter Brown's Rib Shack. You writing this down?
I mean, do I really need to drive 200 miles to get some ribs?
I mean, they must be the best.
They're that good, I promise.
Okay. Don't lie to me now.
Did he say Cooter?
Yes. Cooter Brown. Cooter Brown, man.
I got you, man.
Are you not reading these lips? Cooter Brown. His ribs are renowned.
The words coming out of my mouth.
You never heard that saying?
What's that?
You drunk as Cooter Brown?
Oh, I've heard it. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure he was getting the correct place.
You think it's too much to get 2 orders of egg rolls, or is that being excessive for one human?
How many extra?
That'd be four. It'd be two times two is four. Four.
What else
rolls.
Are you ordering?
Sesame chicken, some fried rice, ribs. Gonna have it for breakfast tomorrow too. You know, I go.
They had a line in Tommy Boy for that.
I know.
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys participating. Hey, some great suggestions. And yes, we like to eat. We're foodies. We will try some of these places. With that, we'll come back. We'll clear our throats. We're getting ready for a Hawks basketball next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.